Well, hello there.
Hey, hey, hey.
You're here with the Gillettes.
I'm Matt, and this is my lovely wife, Nicole.
We're so honored and excited to share this time with you. This is the Raising Wonder podcast, and in it we'll be exploring all things family and kid-related regarding how to raise children to see themselves and the world around them as wonders to behold.
Let's be honest. Raising kids is hard, and we believe that raising wonder makes it beautiful too.
And wonder is multiplied in community. So let's get talking about today's topic.
Let's go.
Welcome back to the Raising Wonder podcast 2025. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We are here, just Matt and I, in a bit of a slower way of recording, which I think is very fitting because today we're going to be talking about how progress can be slow. Just the slowness of life sometimes, or the slowness of parenting. So yeah, I think that it feels fitting. I think we're like entering this new year a bit tired and maybe just anticipating what's coming and kind of like leaning into that rest. I don't know. Would you feel the same way or describe it the same way?
Anticipating rest or?
Anticipating what's to come. And maybe feeling a little tired about it already. That's kind of how I'm feeling entering this new year.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Yeah.
It's like there's excitement there for sure. And there's still just dreams and visions of like what's coming. And that's always fun to our personalities. I think that's fun. But if I'm just honest, like I'm entering this new year a little bit already worn down, I think, from just the last year. How do you feel with this new year coming?
I'm excited for the new year. Yeah. I think that there's going to be some fun, exciting things this year. Kids are in a fun part of their life. I'm excited for a lot of different things.
Yeah. You and I both approach a lot of the same things in the same way, and then a lot of the times we also approach them in different ways. I think it depends on the topic of the conversation. So I'm looking forward to where this conversation is going to lead. It's fun to record just you and I this time. We haven't done that in months. Mm. That was like our first episode, right?
I think so. Yeah.
It was just me and you, and now this week it's just me and you, we are looking forward to this year too, of having a lot more interviews, and we already have a roster of people that we've been planning with and for, and some awesome topics and content to cover this year. And we just want to say thank you to all the people who are listening and have been listening the past year, all through 2024. We had over 450 downloads of just our less than 10 episodes that we've done.
Wow.
Isn't that really cool?
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was looking at the stats of the podcast this past week, actually, for some different things going on, and I was like, oh, whoa, I think it was 452 exactly downloads as of a week ago when I was looking at it. And what's really awesome, too, is we've taken a bit of a break. I don't think that we've had an upload since October, the end of October. And people were still downloading and listening to old episodes as well. So I feel really excited to be able to keep offering new content to people as they're listening. Yeah. So that's kind of the heart behind where we're coming at with this episode, is we're just very transparent people, and we feel a little bit just like the progress has been slow in some areas of our life, and we're a little bit, I think, just feeling some tiredness around that. But also, we are just very much of the dreamer type of people, and so we still have a lot on the horizon that we're excited about and that we feel is coming. And yeah, we wanted to share some updates on that, and also thought it just tied really well into parenting in general. So first, I want to give a quick update about Wonder and the building and where we're at with that, because I know that there's a lot of people who listen to this podcast who are local and with us and are looking forward to the opening of our space. So first, give us the latest construction update, the latest renovation update, Matt. Where are we at with our building? What are like the latest things we just did or put in? And maybe you also want to share a little bit about who we're sharing the building with now.
Yeah, so from a construction standpoint, we had an incredible, generous person donate to cover the cost of our flooring, so the remainder of the flooring that we needed in the building. So we are working on getting that flooring down. The kitchen space is coming together. We just got confirmation that all the materials that we ordered to build out the retail space came in yesterday. So we're gonna pick that up and start working on that as soon as possible. So it's coming along. A lot of the materials we have, at least to get started, and it's just carving out the time and knocking it out. So,
yeah, we've had some walls get put up too, which is great. Like little stuff like that really makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Like you don't see all the wiring and the beams. It's like this is coming together. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're not only just Wonder in the building anymore.
No, ma'am.
Yeah. So do you want to share a little bit about You Matter and Susie? You want me to?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So a lot of you already know this, maybe if you also follow us on social media and some updates that we've had on our website as well. So we have partnered with Susie Dilo of You Matter Foundation, and we're sharing the whole building with her. It's really awesome because we have a similar structure to what we're doing, but we just have different content and different teaching topics. So where Wonder is really focusing on families and kids and parents and how they can connect well and have healthy, safe relationships in order to help raise a generation who's just viewing themselves and the world around them as just something to wonder at and to see the potential there and to just keep growing in that way. We're centered on families and kids and parents. Susie is doing the same thing, but she's doing a lot of that work around situational awareness and self-defense and how families and individuals and just communities as a whole can protect themselves and be there for each other and spread that awareness of important safety and health topics. So she does a lot of work with talking about trauma, talking about what it takes to keep you and those around you safe. And so it's really cool to share the space with her. She's awesome. We've already had some conversations of doing some podcast episodes together in the future. So I'm sure she'll be on here shortly too, which is really going to be fun. Yeah. And I guess the final update with some Wonder stuff is just to really highlight that we are doing all of the activity that we've been sharing about and all of the operational stuff behind who we are and what we're doing. We're doing that now solely under our nonprofit, which is called the Raising Wonder Foundation. And so that's been a really awesome development because it's not just me. It's not just Matt and I. It's we have a whole team of people that are supporting us and working with us and collaborating. We have a board of directors that is just, I am in awe of all of these people who have agreed to be a part of this because they are amazing and have a lot of expertise in areas that we were lacking for sure. So it's been fun and I can't wait to share more about them. We will have I'm sure some of them on the podcast too soon. There's been talks about that. And we've been highlighting them on our social media and on our website as well. So definitely check them out. They're a bunch of great individuals who are doing a lot of incredible work on their own in their own spaces as well too. So progress. There's progress. It does feel slow though sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. Like if we're just real, because we started this journey of doing wonder in 2023 and here it is 2025. So I don't know, Matt, what we've been doing this for a long time, like just working on things that feel slow. Can you share about that a little bit? Because I love hearing your perspective on it, because you often are so optimistic, like more than me, I think. And you remember the important stuff in those moments where it gets hard.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is challenging when you are in the thick of it, and when you feel like you have a vision or a dream to do something. I mean, I'm in construction on a day-to-day basis, so when you come up with an idea for a new space, let's say a new kitchen or a new bathroom, and then there's multiple different phases of that project. So you have design phase, which is like super fun. You get to pick out colors, you get to think about what the space could be and dream about it. And then you get demo phase, where you're there for, I don't know, depending on the size. But anyway, you get to smash things and see quick change. Mm-hmm. And then you get into mechanical, where it's sometimes a long grind because you're working, but you don't see the change every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might get into drywall and painting and finish work, where every single day things tend to look a little different. But anyway, like, so I just say all that to say, like, that is the every day we live in that world where you're working on projects where they seem to drag out, or they seem to you have to reach deep to find the motivation, because there's not a lot of like physical change like in different phases of those projects. Yeah. I think if you extrapolate that out to like life in general, there are seasons where you are putting in the work, but you may not necessarily see, you know, the flashy paint right in front of you. You may not see the immediate change right away. And that is hard. That is hard. I think you need to remind yourself of what and why, most importantly, what you're doing and why you're doing it.
The why is really important. And the who. Like who you're doing things for. I think that's like those moments where you said you have to reach deep. Because it's so easy to get stuck in the surface level things that aren't changing or don't seem to be changing as fast as we'd hope. But when you reach past that down deep into the why and why you're doing something and the who you're doing it for, it helps re-motivate you.
We were talking about this the other day too in a different conversation, about this concept of planting seeds, right? And how with anything, and I don't profess to be a green thumb, so my analogies may be off, but you know, my basic understanding of how a planting works is, depending on the time, you're gonna plant a seed. And that seed is going to be doing a bunch of work in the ground that you're not physically seeing,
mm-hmm.
you know. But that doesn't mean it's not happening. It's happening, and it's growing. And then even when that seed is evident and you can see the sprout or eventually the flower or the tree or the bush, it's not always producing a flower, or it's not always producing a fruit that you can see it right then and there, but it's still alive and working. So it's an interesting thought. I mean, what are the bushes we have out in front of our house? Those big rhododendrons or whatever? Is that what those are?
Yeah,
they're still one of them. They're still alive, and yeah. they're still green, and they're a beautiful bush. But at some point in time, like, for that short window of it just producing a flower, like, I don't know. It's still slow.
Mm.
But you got to remember, like, you know, your who and why.
Yeah.
We haven't chopped them down yet. They're still there because at some point in time, there will be a beautiful flower.
Mm.
Even if it's short-lived for 2 or 3 weeks.
So, I guess I just get so stuck on, is slow progress bad, though?
Progress, no progress?
Is there ever such thing as no progress? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So how do you know the difference? How do you know there's no progress happening versus, like, it's slow progress versus, oh, it's progress, but you just can't see it, like the seed analogy. Like, how do you know the difference?
Well, I think that, for example, like slow progress, you know there's progress because you're physically putting in the time, you're putting in the hours, you're putting in the work. You just may not actually see what your vision or what your anticipation or what your goal is manifested in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that another point of that is to have realistic goals of what you're trying to accomplish in within a certain time period. So I think that that's something that we have talked a lot about, in that how long is this actually going to take? How long should this take? How long do we think it's actually going to take? And under the guidelines, parameters, limitations that we're working under.
Yeah.
So it may normally take somebody not 2 years to start a business, you know? But
yeah,
giving grace and understanding that, like, there is a time and there is a season, and we need to also manage those expectations in terms of the other things that we're doing. Yeah. And I think that that's okay. And I also believe that, like, it's like you said, it's the who and the why. And, like, we have different reasons if we're talking specifically about Wonder, you know?
Yeah.
And every other project, there are different and specific reasons. And so, I also think that, I don't know, this might be shocking to you, but I also think, maybe not, but.
What you're gonna say?
I also think that no progress is sometimes important as well.
Hmm.
Like, I think that the concept of resting is not.
Yeah.
Is not thought of as important in our society. So, there is a time, and there may be times in specific cases in people's lives where no progress is also okay.
Yeah.
I need to focus on, I'm doing 5 things right now, and no progress on 3 of them is okay to have progress on the other 2.
Yeah. So. I think that's a perfect lead into talking about parenting too, which is,
yeah,
obviously we all knew that was coming. That's the point of this podcast. And it's also been something we've been thinking a lot about, specifically with our kids. And so what you just said about it's okay to have no progress sometimes, I think that is so true. And it's just, that's such a grace-filled statement to say. Like, when you really dig down deep and think, what is my purpose or point in doing this thing? So whether it's, if we're talking about wonders very specifically, or if we're talking about raising our child, or we're talking about any other sort of goal or venture. If the goal is, or if the purpose of that goal is to like produce things, that's just such a sad place to be. I don't know, like that's not the life that we believe is the best kind of life to live. Like, so if you're just worrying about being whatever, you know, somebody would label as productive and successful and like, which aren't bad things in and of themselves. Those are good things, but it shouldn't be our total focus, I guess is what I'm saying. And I think that that's why I want to loop parenting in right now at this point in the conversation too, because it's like my goal in raising our kids. And I think you obviously are, you know, my teammate in that, and you would feel the same way, I think, with what I'm about to say. Our goal isn't just trying to meet all these different levels of accomplishments with them or see them do it. Like, though that's great. It's great to see our kids accomplishing things, or it's great to see them progressing in whatever area, whether it's behavior or academics or, you know, fill in the blank. That's not the whole end all be all to like what we're doing. The whole point of being a parent is to be in relationship with our kids, to love them and to show them love so that they can go out and do the same. And that's why I love that what you said was filled with so much grace, because I think a lot of parenting has grace, should have grace in it. To do it in a way that isn't feeling like, oh, this is all just like about producing, this is all about just being a certain way. I don't know, does that make sense how I'm saying it?
Yeah, it is. And it also is like important that that no progress doesn't necessarily mean there will never be progress. So like, what's the conversation? We've had this conversation about food or picky eaters in our kids at one point. And like how, what is it? Studies show that you have to put something in front of somebody 7 times before they actually try it or.
Yeah, I think it was actually 17 times.
17 times?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just because they didn't eat it the 3rd, 4th, or 5th time doesn't necessarily mean that there's no progress. You're still trying over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's just what I'm saying too. And then also, I think that I know it's a parenting podcast, but I think that's important in all relationships, and especially in marriage too. That is like, whether you've been together for just a little bit of time or a long period of time, we're all humans, and we all are changing as parents, as spouses, as friends. And so if someone doesn't fully get what it is that you're trying to communicate to them or ask for change or something in, that doesn't necessarily mean that they, like a seed hasn't been planted.
Yeah. You saying that we all change all the time too is making me think of how we can be like moving targets a lot. Like we could have made some progress towards one thing, but now the target has moved, and now it's like we don't want to discredit all the progress that was made on that previous target, but now the target's moved because that's how life goes and that's how people are. And don't lose heart and feel like, oh, we're not, now we're back to square one or something, or just like we're not making progress. But just having that encouragement of seeing like, okay, we were actually progressing towards this. It's pivoted now, so we can do that again. It's like seeing more of the character, I think, that it takes to go through things rather than actually always getting to that goal. It's like the character that's being built along the way is more important, because that's translatable. Like, you can translate that character to, you know, 100 new goals. Mm. I think the role of other people too is crucial, with being able to step outside of yourself and actually truly assess where you're at and progressing, because sometimes we don't see it in an accurate way, like on both ends of the spectrum. Like, sometimes I can fall into the, I think I'm not making any progress, and I get down on myself, and then I need other people to pull me out of that and be like, no, look at all of this. Look at this that's been done, and this, and it's, you know, and it encourages me. And then on the other end of the spectrum, we can, as humans, a lot of times think like, we're doing great. Look at us. Like, we have made all this progress. And someone from the outside looking in might be like, I don't know that you're really meeting that goal that you were talking about doing, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think that having other people in our circles that's so important. And also letting the right people in on it too.
That's good.
Because not everybody is the person you should be going to help you assess your progress.
I was going to say that too, and it's just a practical example. It might not make sense to everyone, but it's another construction example. So I really enjoy trim carpentry, and I do a decent amount of trim carpentry. But when you're on, especially like a large commercial job where there might be somebody that's, you know, a professional framing crew, and they come in and they can stick frame a garage in a day or something, and you're over there still hand piecing or coping together like this intricate trim, and then all of a sudden you pick your head up and they've got four walls slammed up, and you're like still in the same corner working on the same tiny little project. It doesn't mean that you're like lesser of a carpenter, you know. You're just, it's different, and you're working on a different project. And so I think that sometimes it's easy to like beat yourself up when you compare yourself to other people sometimes too, and realizing that you're not even in the same game.
Yeah, you know? That's so true for parenting too.
Yeah.
Because every child is different and every parent is different, and that relationship dynamic's going to be different every time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, to compare yourself to somebody else's parenting journey is really a dangerous place to go.
Because and it's it can hard be discouraging. Because it can be discouraging because you feel like you're on an island and you feel like you need to get advice from somebody else sometimes. But sometimes that advice is not the advice that you actually needed. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard. It can be a hard cycle, and it can take a lot of maturity to know who to seek advice from.
Yeah.
Who to take advice from, and who to who is in your trusted circle.
Yeah. That's what I really love about doing the family coaching, because it's like, that's the basis of it. It's not so much that I'm coming alongside other parents and just like giving them advice like, oh, here's what you should do, here's what you shouldn't do. It's really not like that at all. It's a lot more of like, I'm helping you remember that you are just the one to be parenting your kid. And you really do know what to do. You used to know and maybe forgot along the way, or you need to think about it through a different lens, or maybe it is something you didn't know yet, but like you're going to arrive at that conclusion at some point, and I'm walking through it with you by asking questions and making suggestions. Mm-hmm. But it's like, yeah, because I don't think that would be right for me to even do that, to step in and just be like, okay, here's what I see, here's what you should do, now go. Like, it's so much more about empowering and equipping people to continue leading their own families, because everybody is in such unique situations.
you're not baking a cake. You're not following the recipe. And you just need to find the right guru to give you the recipe. And then now that you've paid your membership, Nicole can give you the recipe on how to train your kids to eat correctly. You know, that's not what it's about.
Yeah, no.
It is so much more about discovery and empowerment. And
and there are definitely common principles and common theories and resources that many people find helpful. But yeah, it's not like just this easy prescriptive thing of like, here you go, just I think that that's like how life just really is in general. And mm-hmm. So having the right people in your corner to really encourage you and to help you feel empowered to keep leading and walking out in the areas that you are called to be in. That's what we need in life. And so, yeah, knowing that there are certain people out there who are great at that, that's what you should look for. And I think that that's what's really cool about parenting too, and encouraging other people as parents to do that, or any adults, not even just parents, any adults that are helping to raise kids and work with kids. It's like you can be that person for your kids too. That's the most powerful thing, really, if you think about it. Think of adults that have been there for you as you grew up. Were they the ones who just like told you what to do all the time, or criticized every move you made, you know, of like, let's assess your progress. and again, those things are not bad. We should assess our progress. We should have like markers and reflections and things. But I think like when you are really honest about the most profound moments and people in your life and takeaways and interactions, it's the people who you knew without a doubt they were cheering you on. It's the people that you know without a doubt will still love you and be there for you. But it's also the people you know without a doubt that will tell you the truth when it hurts even, but in a way that's like not to criticize you, but to be like, hey, let's get back on track of what we've both agreed is important to you and your development and to the goals you've set. So I love that about parenting. What's your favorite plant that we have?
Random question.
It's not random because you started the conversation with that, and
my favorite plant.
I'm gonna poetically end it on that note, so just go with it. Okay, so what's your favorite plant that we have? Because we have some really cool plants at our house, which has been a really sweet thing to take on with us moving here. We've enjoyed this property.
I love the hydrangea tree that's outside one of our windows, the one that has the, I don't know if it's the technical term, but the ice cream cone hydrangeas.
Yeah, that is really beautiful. So that actually is a great plant to use as an example, because so you spoke earlier about how the blooms of a flower, they only last so long, right? And actually that hydrangea tree is one of our longest blooming things, I think, that we have. I think it blooms from like, no. It's like July, August. It's August-ish. We've only lived here like 2 years, so we've only seen it two seasons. I should like get better about the calendar of tracking our plants. I'm pretty sure it's like August, and then it goes through until I'd say like maybe October. So it's for a while, considering other plants.
The dead flowers are still on the tree right now.
Yeah.
So,
but my point is, even with it being one of our longest to be enjoyed plants, it's not all year round, right? And it's taken how many years do you think to get to the size it is? And
I don't know. It's huge. Mature. Decades. Yeah.
Decades. How foolish would it be if we were like, all right, it's done blooming, let's just chop it down now. It's served its purpose, right? That's what I think this conversation has made me think about. And I love that you brought up flowers earlier, because that would just be ridiculous to be like, okay, you're not blooming right now, you don't look beautiful right now, we're just gonna chop you down. Not only is it chopping down future growth, But it's like, to get that again would be years and years of progress, you know? So I think that, yes, we're entering 2025 with a little bit of a limp, maybe. A little bit tired. But we're still hopeful, and we still see all that we're standing on with where we've come from. And I'm talking broadly right now. Yes, about wonder, but also just about our whole lives. I'm talking about parenting. I'm talking about our kids. Just, we're standing on work that has been done before even, you know, we were born. I'm talking generationally. And we're working to keep that generational growth and change going. And so I think that we are hopeful and excited about that for 2025 too.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. I think that one thing that I'm not good at, but at least have been thinking about, is also knowing, like, to your point though, is there may be times to chop the tree down. You know, not this one in particular, but there may be times to chop the tree down. And so, you know, I think that it comes back to also, like, in a terms of community. I think that community is important because it helps. It helps you get some answers, some questions. And I think, you know, there's a parable that talks about a tree that produced no fruit for 3 years. And then the vineyard owner wanted to cut it down. And then the vineyard manager said, let me dig around it and put some fertilizer around it.
Mm.
So sometimes it might just be that you need some fertilizer.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it might be that you're just not in the right setting. You're not getting the right fuel.
So sometimes you just need to be pruned.
Sometimes you need to be pruned.
Sometimes
that's a good
there's
one.
A disease that needs to be cut out.
That's a good example as well.
Perhaps this should be a metaphor that we try to pull throughout the whole year. Let's look forward to, like,
Hey, we should get a landscaper on the podcast since neither of us really know what we're talking about.
That would actually be really cool. That would be interesting to talk about that. I'm just saying, how awesome would it be to get to the end of this year and be able to look across, like, yeah, we had, like, multiple conversations about plants and how they grow and seasons and how you prune them, how you have to cut them down sometimes. I don't know. It might be interesting to see where that leads us this year. But anyway, let's wrap it up.
It's been real.
Bye, everyone. We love you. We will be seeing you on the next episode, and we're really looking forward to this year. And there's some really great episodes on their way with some awesome people to talk to. So stay tuned.